would take a long stick and I'd punch him. And my father told me one day, he says, you're going to keep on till that dog's going to bite you. Well, I just kept on. I didn't pay attention to him. So one day the dog turned, it was the worm turned, and he took right after me, and I ran and jumped up on the picnic table. I didn't fool with him anymore. But I always teased. I don't know why I did that. I got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I remember teasing hens with chickens.
Mm.
And they'll fight you if you do that.
Mm.
And they run, this hen this day ran me up on, I jumped up on the wagon tongue. That's a long thing where you hook a horse to skin my leg all up. I had to learn my own way.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do if we could. What I need to do is I need to assimilate what I've got here.
To be so gobbled, you won't know what to do with it.
Well, I've just got to figure out what I've got, what I have. What I'd like to do is maybe, can I come back again and talk to you some more after I've gone
through this? Yeah, I don't mind. Maybe some things will come to me that I haven't told you about. All that you might be interested in, I don't know.
Yeah, listen, this is very interesting. I've been fascinated by the things you're talking about.
I know my children always have seemed to be fascinated when I get into it, you know, but I think when you sit around, you get to talking, that things will come to your mind that otherwise that just don't come up at that particular time when you, let's say I'm with you here. And with the children and all, we have great ones when we eat together. Well, all the family gets together. We sit at the table for about 3 hours afterwards, and you really do reminisce.
Yeah.
And I wish my husband were living. He could really go back, because he lived in Richmond as a youngster, grew up in Richmond, and he was one to tell me about the train coming up, and he remembers seeing the boys go off to war during the First World War. You see, I wasn't just a little one then. I hadn't even seen Richmond. And he said he remember come standing at Belvedere Street and watching them waving to him as they went pulled off. So it must have gone down Belvedere, that train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've had a really, one of the interesting things to me is that you've gone from the farm to the city to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And you've lived everywhere around here.
Yeah. I often thought if I could just put into words my life, I could... Could be interesting to me if nobody else. At least I could go back, because it's a lot that's happened in my life. That some of it I push away, and some of it stays with me.
Well, let me stop this.
Where are you from?